So today we pray for a rural area that's a suburb census-driven community that's within Victorville, and it's called Mountain View Acres. It's close to the Mojave Desert. Victorville is north. Adelanto is northwest. East is Apple Valley and south is Hesperia. It's got about 4,400 people, 71% completed high school, 38 some college, 28% actually got some degrees. The median age is 36. There's a few more male than female, 1.2 to 1, and the male to female ratio. 47% are married, 48% have children under 18, 56% speak English, and 41% speak Spanish. 61% say they are Hispanic, and there's 17% that are white that are not Hispanic, 8% black. The median household income is $42,000, 24%. That's almost a fourth were born outside of the U.S. They have a 9% unemployment. The median house is $224,000, 69% own and 31% rent. The median rent is $1,346, and the average commute is 41 minutes. Couldn't find any history on it, so we're going to pray for its environmental issues, which include its air quality, which by average is 112, which is poor. They have had recent earthquakes within the last several days and weeks, and the probability of them having another one is high. They also have had fires in the past and have to watch out for that. So we pray, God, that the council, which would be primarily the San Bernardino County and then Victorville City Council, that they would come up with some creative ways to deal with each of these issues. We pray for the jobs that they have, that's primarily driver and sales work and truck drivers, laborers, construction trade, carpenters, electricians, information and record clerks, customer service, and retail, and the very few management occupations. A few farmers and farm managers are here. We need them. The industries that are in this area is healthcare, construction, education, truck transportation, accommodation and food, and public administration, and a little bit of broadcasting and telecommunications. So God, we pray that you would bless their work and the fruit of their labors. We pray they learn how to manage their money well. They're at 20% poverty. One out of every five people are in poverty in this area. So we pray that they would learn how to manage it, despite the inflation and all the other things that we are dealing with at present. We also pray for the industries to improve and their businesses to find ways to manage despite all the expense of diesel now that's increased. We pray, God, for the school districts that they are under, the Victor Valley Union High School and the Victor Elementary District. We pray, God, that you will bless them, help them to honor the ethics of teaching the students the things that they need in order for them to become good citizens in our country, in their city, and in their community. And so, God, we pray that they would stay away from woke, the parents would stand up against it, against the LGBTQ push, and that they would see Christians rise up. We pray for the crime grade that's similar to Victorville, which has an overall D minus. The violent is D minus, property D plus, and other is F. The top crime issues are vandalism and theft. So we pray that these will decrease and that we will see a better crime grade by the time this happens next time, because we are going to pray for more churches to arise. At present, we could only find three in the community. That doesn't mean there isn't more, but that's all we could find. Many of the churches are in neighboring cities, which aren't too far away. We do pray, though, more churches would arise and that there would be laborers sent here and their people would seek this place out as a mission field and begin works of ministry here, at least Bible study groups during the week for people to be accountable, and maybe even on the weekend, depending on when people do their jobs, when they regularly work. Is it weekends or weekdays? We also pray for intercessors to claim this area and this territory, and that they would just pray and make a commitment to pray until they see their community change in the crime and poverty, and also in the number of churches and their growth in reaching the lost. We pray that there would be outreaches to those who speak in Spanish as well as English speaking, that there would be more community events that would build a camaraderie and a unity, that a chamber of commerce would arise that would build a network with the local businesses and give a sense of cohesion. And we pray for revival, reformation, transform lives by the gospel, and that those that believe in you that live there would have a boldness to share their faith at work and in doing business locally, and that in sharing, people's hearts would be open, would receive you, and we would see an amazing revival occur in Jesus' name.